Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Stock Nerds Talk. My name is Daryl Armstrong from DC Armstrong Investing, where we talk about the stock market, crypto, and anything else business related. I just want to give a full disclaimer. I'm not a financial advisor. So if you need financial advice, make sure that you find the proper counsel for you to make your financial decisions. All these things are just purely my opinion. So let's get started with the show. So some of the things we're going to talk about, and this is our first episode. We're going to talk a little about my background, how I got started in the stock market. And we're going to talk about how the stock market is doing and what's going on and what to look for. And also we're going to talk about crypto a little bit. And I'm going to ask you guys to listen weekly, send me a question that you would want me to answer the next week's episode. And we're going to have a little bit of stock term knowledge that we're going to put out there every week. So let's talk a little bit about me. I've been a stock trader investor for about a few years now. How I got started, it's kind of a little unconventional. It's not the regular way people got started. So I got started back in 2017. If you guys remember 2017, Bitcoin was a big thing. Bitcoin got to $19,000. All these cryptocurrencies came onto the scene, and it was really popular by small-time investors, retail investors like us. So I jumped on that train. You know, I jumped on Litecoin and Ethereum, and I made a few bucks. I made some money. I made a couple hundred bucks there. And, you know, lost a couple hundred bucks. But, you know, I ended up making some money. So in making some money, I was learning about crypto, and I got a few books, and I was reading about it, trying to understand it. And the crypto market just crashed. Bitcoin got all the way back down to $3,700. So I was like, wow, that's a wild ride. You know, I don't really know if I want to stay in the Bitcoin thing. So I started exploring the stock market and kind of how to get into the stock market. So I came across stock options. So stock options, it gives you obligation to buy a stock at a certain price and at a certain strike price. So for example, if you you want to buy Apple at 130, and you give it in a couple months it might, you think it's going to get to 130 or above. You can lock in that price of a stop option contract. But the thing is, you have to buy one contract. Might be like 40 cents, so it cost you $40. You times that by 100, so you buy 100 shares. So that's kind of how it works a little bit. So I kind of did the backwards way. I got into learned about advanced option strategies like iron condors and straddles and vertical spreads and all those different things. And I'm going to talk about those more in later episodes because those are kind of more the advanced type of strategies. But I started learning about that. I would go on my lunch break at work and I would listen to videos and learn about those different things. And, you know, not really knowing what I'm trying to learn or anything like that. You know, just kind of just trying to just learn about something new about investing. So I really didn't get started in investing. Until like about 2018-ish. And I was kind of just messing around with it at the time. I got engaged and I was getting married, so I was pretty occupied about all these things. So I really didn't have that much time to really study and learn about the stock market. So the fast forward, I started kind of looking at different things and option strategies, and I got onto this thing Discord, and I followed a group that talked about stocks and stuff like that, and they put some stuff out there. Like different plays and stuff was going on in the market. So I remember it was a Tuesday. I set up my Robinhood account. I had Robinhood. I started on Robinhood like every new retail investor. So I was on Robinhood and I looked at option contracts for Netflix. And I put a put contract. So when you buy a put, you're expecting the stock to go down. So you're trying to lock in the price. You're trying to lock in the stock price at a certain price, but you have to buy 100 shares. But you necessarily don't have to. Options, you can just buy the premium. You can just sell the premium, so you can make money from the premium. So I invested $40 in a Netflix put. It was like a Tuesday. And it went down and up, so I just kind of forgot about it. Didn't really think nothing of it. So I didn't go on my Robinhood again until that following Friday. So I wake up that following Friday, I'm up $1,400. I'm like, wow, oh my gosh, man, this is the thing, man. You know, I wake up that morning because I haven't checked in a few days. $1,400 on a $40 thing. I said, man, this is winning. So I ended up closing the day at $1,600. And I didn't know anything about options, really. I didn't know that you can close them before the expiration date. So you don't have to keep them to have them expire. I didn't know that. So, yeah, I made $1,600. And then I think the following week I got into Beyond Meat and I made some money off of a call on Beyond Meat. I made a couple hundred bucks. I said, this is easy. So, but we all have like that beginner's luck. So I ended up losing some money on some other things. And then over time, I started doing some more research and understand how options work and learn those things, starting to learn the charts a little bit and kind of how to read options and when to get into options and finding different option profit calculators and those things. So I started learning those different things. So, you know, those through 2019-ish, you know, like I said, I got married. So yeah, I really wasn't heavily into it. You know, I was enough heavily. I started buying stuff and making a little money here and there. So what happened, fast forward to 2020. So March 2020, we got the stay at home order. So I started working from home in March 2020, full time. I was working from home. So in that time, you know, I had a lot of more free time because I didn't have to commute and, you know, just doing my job and, you know, you have a lot more free time from that commuting or being at the office, you know, so you don't have to get ready and all those different things. So I had a lot more time to learn more about the stock market and how things work. So I took a deep dive into the stock market. I started learning about the charts and how to read different charts and about fundamental analysis or technical analysis, you know, reading different patterns, bull flag patterns and bearish flag patterns. And I'm going to talk more about that in later episodes, the different flag patterns and stuff like that. But yeah, I just started learning all those different things. And then, you know, I started making some money. I made some thousands of dollars, you know, and I was doing pretty well, you know, and then I really started buying stocks, you know. So I started with buying options. So when you buy options, you necessarily don't get to own the stock until like the expiration of the contract. So I end up just buying options. Then I started buying stocks. So I kind of was backwards, you know. So I started doing all that and I was making some money. And then I would talk to some of my friends and family. And a lot of them really didn't understand what I was saying, you know, and they really didn't get it. So, you know, a couple months go by and I'm thinking, I said, man, you know, maybe I should like put a presentation together and start talking to my friends and family about investing and stuff like that. So, you know, cause I want my friends and family to, you know, make some money, you know, and, be all right, you know, and not think worried about things as much, you know, it's cause you know, if you invest right, you know, you can do a lot of things with your investing account. And I'll talk about that more in later episodes, the different things you can do with your invested money and your profits you make from your, investing. So I put a presentation together, like a PowerPoint, and I started showing people. And fast forward to now, I've been doing presentations. I started Instagram. I'm starting this podcast. So, yeah, I'm just trying to help my community to help build generational wealth, you know. Statistically speaking, only 33% of Black Americans are investing in the stock market, and only 4% of Latinx Americans are investing in the stock market. And same for women. Women are, I think, are a lot more of a minority in investing. I think only 1/3 of women, don't quote me on that, are invested in the stock market. So, you know, we're really focused on DC Armstrong Investing and help educate our communities, the minority communities, to get in the stock market. So that's our biggest goal. So with all that said, that's pretty much how I got started in the stock market. It's really kind of unconventional. It's not necessarily the way that a lot of the people got started in the stock market, excuse me. So that's kind of the way I got started. I love the stock market. I love talking about stocks, you know, and I think this is one of the ways where I can talk about stocks and talk to people about stocks is starting a podcast. So I'm real excited about this and I hope I can help you guys gain some money. Wow, man. Looking at the stock market right now, it's been a very tough week. It's been really just up and down and mostly down. It's just crazy how everything kind of came to a screeching halt. You know, we was in this bull market, the market kept pushing higher, and all these stocks kept pushing higher. All these earnings had big returns. Like Apple had a $100 billion quarter. Like it was just crazy, you know, all these stocks were doing fantastic. And all of a sudden, the floor fell beneath us. So right now we're in what we're calling a market correction. When market corrections happen, they can last anywhere from a couple weeks to a few months, up to 4 months. Anything after that's called a stock market, a crash. So we're in a correction time period. So usually, you know, the market's kind of up and down a little bit. It's usually down, you know, the if we look at the numbers for the week, the S&P 500 is actually up 0.81 for the week, and it's the first week of March. And for the month, they're only down 1.1%. So it's really not that bad for S&P 500. But if we look at the NASDAQ, for the week, the NASDAQ's down 2%. And for the month, it's down almost 7%. So I don't know about a lot of you guys out there, but for me personally, my portfolio is very tech heavy. And the NASDAQ is all tech stocks. I believe the NASDAQ, 12% of it is Apple. So Apple's down big for the month. They're down 10%. Actually, for the week, they're down 10%. So yeah, a lot of these stocks are down pretty big, you know. And like Tesla, Tesla's another one. They're down huge. They're down 13% for the week, $93 for the week, you know. When we look at the month, they're down 30% from the all-time highs, you know. They're down for almost $300 something dollars, you know. And that's scary to a lot of people. $300 is a lot of money. So you times that if you have 100 shares of Tesla, you know, that's like $30,000. You know, so that's a lot of money, you know, that you lost. If you owned 100 shares of Tesla, you're down $30,000 at this moment from its all-time high. So a lot of people freak out when the market drops crazy, but I want all of us to realize when it drops like this, it's opportunities, you know. So if you got in at a high price at one of your like Tesla or Apple or some of these stocks in their all-time high, what I want you to do is go out there and make sure you're buying the stocks at their low, because what happens, you're averaging down. This is the term that we use when we're investing, averaging down. So your average cost for the stock goes down because you're buying at a lower price that averages it out. So it won't look as bad on paper, you know. So even though you might be down a little bit, this is the perfect opportunity to jump in some of your favorite stocks and some of these stocks that have a lot of potential in the future. You know, Tesla, even though they dropped a whole lot, you know, they're still real bullish for the future. They have a lot of good things that they're going to be coming out with, you know, autonomous vehicle driving, auto taxi, all their things with the Boring company, the underground tunnels and everything, so like that. So Tesla is a very great company to get into, and it's a good price to get into it. The thing is, when you invest, it's not to gain wealth, you know, short-term wealth, you know, short-term satisfaction. You're looking for the long term. You know, you want to invest for the long term. When you buy some of these stocks, don't think you're going to get rich overnight. It's not a quick rich scheme. This is a long-term game, you know, and it's more psychological than anything. So a lot of times, like when I personally get invested in stocks, I know how to read the charts. I know how to look at the technical analysis. I'm looking at charts. I'm looking at price action. I know what I'm looking at. You know, I know what like support and resistance levels, and we're going to talk more about that in later episodes. And I know more fundamentals. I know what companies have good numbers, PE ratios. I understand all this stuff. But a lot of times, even me personally, I'll get invested into a stock or I'm trading it, and I know what I'm looking at, but I let my mind get in the way of it. And I know like, oh man, you know, so I pull the trigger and sell too early. We need to get away from that, you know. Usually over time, if they're a good company, they have good numbers and they have good growth. If you give it enough time, it's going to go back up, and it's going to go up a whole lot, you know, if they're a good company. Like Apple is one of the biggest companies in the world. They're over a $2 trillion company, you know, and Apple's in everything. Their ecosystem is ridiculous. You know, you buy an iPhone and all of a sudden you have an iPad and a MacBook and an Apple Watch and Apple Music. They're all interconnected. The same thing with Amazon. You know, you buy Amazon, you're all in their network. You know, you have the Amazon Alexa, you have Amazon two-day shipping or same-day shipping. Yeah, these companies are all solid. They're all good, great companies. So just keep going. Just keep investing. And don't look at the numbers when they're down. Just keep your plan and keep investing, you know. And it's other strategies you can do when the market's bear. You know, a lot of people's like, oh, man, you can only make money when the market's going up. No, you can make money on the market going down, too. So rule of thumb, you should always try to keep at least 10% cash of your portfolio. So all the pool of stocks that you have, you own, is called your portfolio. So you need to make sure you at least try to have 10% cash in there, because by you doing that, it gives you the opportunity for you to go buy stocks when they're down to add to your current position, so you can average down. And those positions that you, so if they're down, you can average your price, your cost basis, you get in a lower price. That's, you know, you can and average your, it's called averaging down. So with all that said, there's a lot of things that's going on in the stock market. You know, we have the bond yield that's kind of pushing the market down. We have the banks that they didn't have to keep a certain amount of money in the banks. They can invest a lot without, you know, that started in the beginning of Corona. So, and that's expiring at the end of this month. So the banks are kind of freaking out. So they're not really buying into stocks and investing as much, because they're supposed to keep a certain amount of liquidity or money in their, or capital in the bank. So we're looking for a lot of things. So the feds might, Federal Reserve, when I say feds, like Jerome Powell, you know, they make the security policy, monetary policy. So they're able to loosen things up to let people invest more. Like interest rates, you know, they have interest rates at zero. The feds control part of that. So in turn, the banks can offer us lower interest rates. So with all that said, there's plenty of opportunities out there. We look at like a stock like NIO. They're down $9.75. They're around $38 right now a share. We crazy, you know. I got a NIO at 28 and it went up crazy. It got all the way up to $66. And NIO's a solid company. You know, NIO, if you guys are not familiar with NIO, NIO is what they call the Chinese Tesla. So a little bit of background knowledge about NIO. So NIO, they are a Chinese EV company. They have the Chinese government backing them. They're really known for their battery swap technology. Instead of you just charging your car, you can swap your battery in less time than pumping gas in your car. So they're real big on that in China. So in the next 4 years, the Chinese EV market is going to quadruple. If you guys know anything about China, China is huge. They have like over 1 billion people in their country. So that if that quadruples, you can know what the numbers are going to be like that for NIO. So even though NIO is down right now, it's a great opportunity to get into it, because once everything picks back up with the market and what's going on, NIO is going to explode. Because people, you know, a lot of people are really bullish on it. I'm bullish on that too. I still think it can hit $90 by the end of this year. So good price to get into NIO, you know, and also like Tesla. Tesla's under $600. You know, Tesla has been under $600 since like November. So great price to get in. You can't beat these prices, you know, and you just got to hold and just ride the waves, you know. Us as retail buyers, and I say retail buyers because we don't have big money to push the stocks, you know, like the hedge funds and like ETFs, they're called institutional buyers. So they have the money to push the stocks up and down. But we really don't. We have to really follow what they do. So once institutional buyers get back in some of these plays, it's going to push these stocks sky high, and we want to follow that. So some of the things that's happening next week, we have, you know, different, like every company has earnings every quarter. So one of the companies that has earnings next week is Xpeng. Xpeng is another Chinese EV company. So that's the one I'm really looking at. They have earnings on Monday after the market closes. But some of the other things we're looking for in the market, we're looking forward to the stimulus. The House passed the stimulus today, on Saturday, March 6th. So we're looking to see if they get accepted, and I might push the market green. Usually in those type of things, the catalyst is money is going to be put in the market. It's a good opportunity to get into the market. So so we're going to look, we're looking out for that. We'll see how the market reacts to that. Another stock that I'm looking at is Riot Blockchain. They're a Bitcoin mining company. I'm looking at that. They're around $38. And I'm looking at that because Bitcoin, in between all of this stock market crash, Bitcoin has been pretty solid. It's been fluctuating between 46,000 to about 52,000. And this is like the strongest I've ever seen Bitcoin in any time frame when the stock market crashes. So, or corrects, I'm sorry, corrects. So that's real promising, you know. So Riot usually follows the price of Bitcoin. So Riot's one of the ones I'm looking at. I have a $90 price target for them by the end of the year. So like I said, we always want to look for opportunities. So, you know, talking about Bitcoin a little bit. Yeah, so blockchain technology is a digital ledger that lets you keep everything in the digital ledger that cannot be changed. So every time that something is transferred in Bitcoin or blockchain technology, it's there forever. Nobody can change it. So that's why people like it so much. So it's going to have a lot of applications in the real world with different things, just not the currency. So I really like Bitcoin and everything like that. So, and I'm still learning about Ethereum and their smart contracts. It's kind of a little confusing to me, so I'm still doing a lot of homework on it. And once I have more answers and understand everything, then I'll probably share it with you guys. So yeah, I really like a lot of these cryptocurrencies, and overall, I like what they're doing. I like the companies are getting involved in it, and starting to have more acceptance by institutional buyers. Like when I say institutionals, like I said, big companies that have big money. A lot of them are buying these cryptos by the millions and billions, you know. So once we see a lot more of these companies accepting, there's going to be a lot more acceptance, and in turn, it's going to push the stock higher. So that's my thesis on Bitcoin and crypto as a whole. So pretty much, I'm just going to wrap up this episode. It's our first episode where I'm just introducing myself and talking a little bit about the stock market and talk about how I got started. I would want you guys to send me a question if you guys listen in so I can answer it next week, or whatever you want to ask me about the stock market or how I got started and what I recommend. So yeah, just hit me up, and you can also follow me on dc.armstrong_investing on Instagram. And I can't wait to talk to some of you guys and meet with some of you guys. I offer some services, and I can put a portfolio together for you, or we can just talk about stocks. I'm always available. You can DM me just to get a hold of me. So yeah, this is wrapping up our first week, and I'm glad I got to do this. I'm happy. I love talking about stocks. I can talk about it all day long, and can't wait to meet some of you guys and digitally. So you guys have a fantastic week. Check out these things going on in the stock market and let me know what you think. Talk to y'all later. God bless.